There's so much going on within the school district. First of all, maybe we should talk about the meeting tonight and how it's kind of changed a little bit.
Yeah, well, as of yesterday afternoon, we still were not sure that we were going to have power or internet at district office. We've been out since the storm, and we'd made the decision to go all virtual with the meeting tomorrow, similar to our previous meetings dating back to March. It was disappointing because this was going to be our first in-person meeting going into the coming school year, but miraculously, late yesterday, we did get power and internet, but we're going to stay the course with the virtual meeting for today, since that's the way that we posted it, and we'll be back to in-person meetings then on Tuesday, September 8th, for our next regular meeting after tonight.
Okay. Do you want to, and I know it's been widely publicized, but talking about the change in start date and you know, anything else related to buildings and damage and such?
Yeah, we'll ask the board for formal approval of our adjusted calendar with a September 8th start date. We wound up pushing out the end of the calendar by a week. We normally build a lot of extra hours into our calendar beyond what the state requires. So even though we've delayed school 2 weeks from starting, which just provides us also with additional time for the reopening preparations, we're only extending it out a week. So the last day of school tentatively will be Friday, June 4th. As of today, I believe we only have one or two buildings without power now. Franklin Elementary School is still without power. We had I think Woodbury Elementary School is without internet service, although they have power. And Marshtown High School still, I believe, operating on partial generator power, although that may have got resolved last night as well. So we may be down to just one school building that does not have power, which is Franklin.
Gotcha. We're visiting with School Superintendent Dr. Theron Schutte. Anything else we need to know within the school district? You know, there are a lot of parents out there concerned, you know, for you know, the structures that they're going to be sending their kids to. Are you shoring those up, you know, patching holes and such?
Yeah, we had damage at all of our buildings, but none of it I deem as significant, certainly not to the point where it was going to prevent school from being able to start. Roof patching, you know, possibly window sealing, although that I'm not sure any sealant was going to keep the winds from the west and the rain coming in, you know, from a storm like that at 100 miles an hour. But a lot of our time was spent having to remove trees from ground, similar to the experience that we had with the tornado and that sort of thing. And our buildings and grounds crew and district volunteers really made great headway in that last week. And what remains is not instrumental to the opening of schools. So honestly, the biggest problem was just losing a week of preparation. As we still have some, you know, parents who have yet to register and that sort of thing. And so I'm glad that we'll have all buildings open and functional here pretty soon so that we can get back to final preparations, anticipating students and staff being back at Marshtown Schools.